now it's time for you to hear our speaker today, Elise Michaud, who's going to talk to you, as we said earlier, about leadership. And she has good experience in that field, so I'd like to welcome Elise.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
According to Merriam-Webster, and free and grammatically speaking, right, leadership is considered to be a noun. But today, we're going to think of it as a verb. Leaders who are able to put things into motion or action can accomplish great things. Leadership is indeed action. And so when I was in high school, go back with me to 2006, 2007, right, as a senior in high school, and I had become student council president and was girls' athletic club president, and I was an office aide, a nurse's aide. Any way that I could help, I found a way to do just that. And it had been exampled, my parents were that example for me growing up, right? But also my cousins, if I take it back to being that student leader in high school, my cousins were also the student council president. So it was something that I had aspired to be. Watching them do that, make change, make things happen in high school, was something I wanted to do and be a part of. And so that's where I really began to get my taste of leadership and understanding what it was. So then it came time for the class president to be voted on. Right? And I'm sure you're all familiar with that context. It's a coveted seat, right? That person, their job is to make sure the reunions happen, the 5-year, the 10-year, the 20-year, so on and so forth, right? But for me, all I just wanted to do was be the student council president. So I had reached the pinnacle, right? I wanted somebody else to be that person, to be that leader in their high, in for our class. But the night before the election happened, I had some classmates who approached me and said, Elise, you're not running? How are you not running? And I kind of gave them the spiel that I just told you. I wanted somebody else to take advantage and to step up to the plate and lead us in that way. And fast forward, they convinced me. I ended up running, and I beat the pants off of everybody, including my twin brother, which I still let him hear about to this day when he gives me the opportunity. So I say that not to brag or boast, but to say that people can see things in you before you sometimes see them in yourself. And at that point in time, they had seen my action in leadership, and it has brought me to today to be in front of all of you, as well as completing my doctoral work at Gannon University in organizational learning and leadership. Leadership is indeed action, right? You see on your handouts two theories that we've learned in our time and our studies of servant leadership and transformational leadership. There are tenets of each of them that I believe each and every one of you can exhibit, and you probably have prior to this point, and hopefully after you leave here today, you'll think about the ways in which you can show compassion, you can show love, you can extend empathy. Right? Each of us has a way to serve. Our gifts, as we said prior to me getting up here today, our gifts are meant to be given to one another. Mine is leadership. What is yours? Each of us has a way of being a leader. It's just gonna look a little different, right? The gift of music, the gift of song, the gift of serving and speaking. It's all a part of how we move forward together. We live in a world that is so cluttered with noise, but if we took a moment, like just like we did before I stood before you today, to pause and think about how we contribute and make the world a better place by serving, right? If we get ourselves off of our minds sometimes and look at the world around us so we can think about the people who are suffering, right? Some folks have it far worse than what I do, right? I have to remind myself of that often. And that's what a leader does, right? You think of the people first. Servant leadership resonates with me the most, is that a good leader, a servant leader, thinks of how they can take their team, right, and their things and what they bring and help them to accomplish the goals. Right? As they said, I'm part of the community college, and it has been an honor and privilege to be there from the beginning. So I started there in July of 2021, and the reason I felt called to be a part of what was happening is because Erie is one of the poorest, as you may know, zip codes in the country. And prior to my arrival, I had been at institutions like Seton Hill University, which is a small liberal arts college, and Robert Morris University. Very wealthy students, most attending that institution, right? But I had seen so much tragedy and things of that nature prior to, and wanted to be a part and do something different. My values had shifted. And so when I heard they were, first of all, starting a college, I said, what? No one ever has the opportunity to do that. Gannon, I'm attending Gannon, they're getting ready to celebrate the 100th anniversary. I mean, to start a college in one of the poorest zip codes and to ensure access and equity and the right to an education to so many people who thought it wasn't possible has been a life-changing experience for me. So it's not necessarily that I'm a part of a team, but bringing my gifts, my experience, so that we can make sure that the foundation and the people who, and level the playing field, if you will, by giving them access to education. And we are literally changing lives. I shared with the folks up here that we are literally changing lives each and every single day. It sounds so cliche, but we really are. The student council president, right? The school counselors who told them, you know, you're not smart enough. So many people, that story resonates with them who have walked through our doors at the college. And now, getting ready, last year we graduated 27 students, I believe, and this year we get to graduate almost 60. And I'm so excited and so honored to be a part of that. So, what are your gifts? Your gifts are so important. They've been bestowed upon you not because of you earned it. It's because of who you are and what you're about. That's how you change the world. I have a saying that goes, believe in your magic. Each of us is so unique and so special, right? So as a leader, one of the reasons and ways I got connected with you all today is I sit on the board for Fairness Pennsylvania. Again, wanting to be a part of something different, right? And so Fairness Pennsylvania is all about advancing the rights of LGBT folks within the community. With me today is my beautiful wife, Allie, who has herself taught me to be brave in spaces and to be a leader, right? And so Fairness Pennsylvania is doing just that. We have a lot of, I'm sure you know, there's lots of bills and things of that nature. Our whole entire country is railing against diversity, equity, and inclusion. But it's here to stay. And as someone who is doing research and things of that nature around this topic, it behooves me to challenge you all to speak up in the spaces that you occupy. And that the greater message is so that is that equality, is that of equality. And that's why it's fun to be a part of something like Fairness Pennsylvania, fighting for equality. Right? We all deserve to be able to go to work and love who we love and have insurance. And the list goes on and on and on. I don't want to, you all know that stuff. I'm preaching to the choir, if you will. But leadership is something that we speak up when maybe it's hard or it's difficult. That's what leaders do. So transformational leadership and servant leadership, those are just two of the many that exist. But I thought, given the message today, that's how leaders do it in action. And so I'll leave you with this. In academia, we like to say, so now what? right? So that's why I wanted to make sure you had the handouts, because we're given, you've been given this knowledge about what these two things, these two concepts are, if you will. So what will you do with it now, right? It was Martin Luther King Jr. who used his words to inspire movement, leadership in action, right? So what are your gifts? Clearly his gifts were words, but he didn't just use words. He also demonstrated by putting them into action, sitting, crossing the bridge, walking the bridge, sitting at the tables, writing letters, leadership in action. And so, as I said, in academia, we like to say, so now what? So I'll ask you that same question. So now what?